Roman telescope, a lunar race pause, and the ocean record that reprises risk. 1 week from today, NASA launches the Roman Space Telescope from Kennedy Space Center, a $3 billion instrument carrying a camera with a field of view 100 times wider than Hubble's while matching Hubble's image resolution. The primary scientific missions are studying dark energy, the mysterious force accelerating the universe's expansion, and directly imaging exoplanets. Roman will survey hundreds of millions of galaxies over its five-year primary mission, generating what is expected to be the largest astronomical dataset ever assembled, with the hope that patterns in that data will begin to constrain theories of dark energy's nature. China postponed its lunar water hunting mission, which was designed to confirm and map water ice deposits at the lunar South Pole, the same area NASA's Artemis program is targeting as a base camp for future moon operations. Water ice means oxygen for breathing and hydrogen for rocket fuel, making the lunar South Pole effectively a refueling station for deeper solar system operations. China's delay does not reduce the strategic importance of that location. It means the competition for the best landing sites remains slightly more theoretical for a bit longer. Elon Musk's statement that SpaceX will wind down the Falcon rocket family once Starship achieves weekly flight cadence is a significant business signal inside what sounds like engineering news. Falcon 9 holds an essentially unmatched reliability record in the commercial launch industry. Moving entirely to Starship bets that contracts at higher volumes on the larger, cheaper per kilogram vehicle will more than compensate for Falcon's lost revenue stream. For competitors including United Launch Alliance and Arianespace, a reliable weekly Starship flight cadence would be commercially devastating. Friday's measurement of a global average sea surface temperature of 21.1 degrees Celsius broke the previous record set in 2024, and the researchers documenting it are not being dramatic when they call the finding alarming. Warmer oceans evaporate more water into the atmosphere, feeding stronger storms, intensifying rainfall patterns, and disrupting the temperature gradients that drive wind systems. The current El Niño is described as unprecedented in its intensity, compounding the baseline warming trend from carbon accumulation. Ocean heat content change at this scale takes centuries to reverse, even if emissions stop today. The practical economic consequence is direct. Climate-linked weather events are now the largest source of insurance losses globally, ahead of all other categories combined. As ocean temperatures rise, the frequency and intensity of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes increases. Coastal property insurance markets in affected regions become increasingly insolvent, and agricultural yield variability grows in ways that directly affect food prices. Friday's record is not an abstract environmental data point. It is a pricing input for every market that touches physical risk.